afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, delighted to be here, and we are ready to go for another show. We've got the usual features on tap for you, the offbeat news on this day in history, and of course, trivia. If you're ready to play, we're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card today, a gift card to the Dollar Tree, $5 gift card to the Dollar Tree, so you can go out there and buy yourself some stuff. So if that sounds good, why get ready to play trivia today. Well, we want to thank our supporter, and that would be our friends at Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to them for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Want to tell you about the show website. Feel free to check it out at any time, radionate.webs.com. That's spelled W-E-B-S when you type in webs, radionate.webs.com. Check it out when you can and then let me know what you think. My email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. Of course, don't forget the station website. That's WWGH1071.com. Well, it is June the 10th, and that means there's some special days that it is, okay? Special days today. It's National Ballpoint Pen Day. So grab those ballpoint pens and start scribbling on that paper, because you'll be right in style for the day today. It's also National Iced Tea Day. Yes, indeed. So make up that iced tea or hit your favorite fast food restaurant, buzz through there, get yourself an iced tea. It's also National Black Cow Day. National Black Cow Day. Go drive around till you find a black cow and take your picture with it and put it on Facebook. How's that? And then finally, June the 10th is also National Herbs and Spices Day. National Herbs and Spices Day. So there you go. Some interesting days today. Some holidays. June the 10th. All right. I also have some healthy foods for us to eat. And I'm going to start off. This book has a bunch of them. And I'm going to start off with one healthy food that we all know and love, apples. In recent years, scientific evidence has shown that the old proverb, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, may be correct. Although apples don't, with the exception of potassium, contain any particular vitamin or mineral, they do contain high levels of various plant chemicals, including the flavonoid quercetin, which has anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory action. They are also a valuable source of pectin, a soluble fiber that can help lower bad cholesterol and help prevent colon cancer. Research has found that adults who eat apples have smaller waistlines, less abdominal fat, and lower blood pressure. All those things are good. Apples may also prevent asthma in children. Apples are also virtually fat-free. And here's some practical tips. Don't keep your apples in a light, hot room, as they will rapidly lose their vitamin C content. Instead, keep them in a plastic bag with air holes in the refrigerator or in a cool, dark cupboard. Try to eat the skin, as it contains up to 5 times as many plant chemicals as the flesh. When preparing apples, put the cut slices into a bowl of water with 1 to 2 tablespoons of lemon juice to prevent browning. And my wife Amber, She makes me up a little fruit bowl for my lunch every day. And she includes apples, and she includes the skin on the apples so that we get all those extra good things that you can get in an apple. So we do eat the skin. And, hey, it says smaller waistlines. I could use some of that for sure. Absolutely. Turning to trivia, let's open up the phone lines at 740-383-9944. Here's how it works. You call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in a drawing. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner for this Dollar Tree gift card. Okay? Here's the first question. What are Lady and the Tramp eating when Beautiful Night is sung to them? You know, in the Disney movie? What are Lady and the Tramp eating when Beautiful Night is sung to them? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? This first page is all Disney. What is Sleeping Beauty's real name? What is Sleeping Beauty's real name? By the end of the movie, who is the new Lion King? Yes, indeed. You enjoy the movie Lion King? Well, by the end of that movie, who is the new Lion King? 740-383-9944. If you know, give me a call and I'll put you in the drawing for this Dollar Tree gift card. Everybody is welcome to call here, and the lines are open for you. In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? All right, what kind of creature is the mascot for Peanut Butter Crunch cereal? What kind of creature is the mascot for Peanut Butter Crunch cereal? What tells you how many spaces to move in Chutes and Ladders? What tells you how many spaces to move in Chutes and Ladders? You know, you're playing a game and you use something to tell you how many spaces in that to move. What is it? What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in the game Clue? What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in the game Clue? What color is Pac-Man? What color is Pac-Man? 740-383-9944, my phone number if you know. What percentage of the earth is covered by water? Give me a close percentage and I'll give it to you. What percentage of the earth is covered by water? And which ocean has the most islands? Which ocean has the most islands? Again, 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these questions, give me a call. We have our first call of the day. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
I'm Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch?
It's a pirate.
Yeah, it's a pirate on Captain Crunch cereal. Yes, indeed. Do you like that cereal?
Yeah, I have it every now and then.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't eat cereal a whole lot, but when I do, I enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, I get it now and then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there, doing all right. What's on the menu for you tonight?
Well, you think you're going to have a good day?
Yes, it's been... When I first started, it was way out of control. It was between 250 and 300. It was way high. And now it's between 95 and 105 in the mornings.
That's not bad. That's bad at all.
Yeah. So, I've got it under control. And then then I got like the 3-month, what they call it, the A1C.
Yeah.
And it was like a 7.
All right, well, you're good.
So at least I'm heading in the right direction.
Right.
Yes, sir. What you what you having on your menu tonight?
Cold cuts.
Cold cuts. All right. Bologna and...
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever. That's cold cuts.
Cold cuts. All right. Sounds good. All right.
All right, Dick.
All right.
I'll let you get back and maybe somebody else will for you.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Bob Austin, first call of the day, answering the trivia question here at 740-383-9944. I gave you a good two pages to work on, so if you know, hey, give us a ring here, and we'll get you up on the air and get you all signed up. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
The water is 71%.
Yes, the percentage of water is 71%. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Allison.
Good to hear from you. And, what you been doing today?
Not much, because it's too hot to go outside.
Oh, okay. So you've been staying inside near the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Good choice. All right, well, I'll get you put in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling me. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Allison, caller number two today, 740-383-9944. There's room for you, too. If you would like to give us a call, we've got two of our questions answered. And two of our, how many? 11. I gave you 11 different questions. So two out of 11 answered. So we got a ways to go. And so you got several different options there to try to answer those questions. And so pick one and be brave and give me a call. Okay, offbeat news. I've got something for you. And the headline, a Kenyan boy receives an award for a hand-washing machine invention. I've got that story and more coming up in our offbeat news stack. If you try to call in the next couple minutes and I don't pick up, it's because we have to take a break. It's coming up already on us here at 4:30 on this June the 10th. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion. Delighted to be talking to you behind the yellow microphone here in the studios, in the spacious and beautiful studios of WWGH Radio here at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets. We'll be back after these words.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know the Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Turning to the offbeat stack, we have for you a 9-year-old Kenyan boy was given an award by the country's president for inventing a hand washing machine designed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Stephen Wamakuda, 9 years old, was among 68 people to receive the Presidential Order of Service, the Uzalendo Award, this week in recognition of service to Kenya amid the COVID-19 pandemic. President Yura said Stephen was chosen in recognition of his innovative touch-free hand-washing machine. The boy's invention is operated with a foot pedal that causes water and soap to be dispensed, saving users from having to touch any pieces of the machine that could be contaminated by the virus. The Buncombe County youth said he was inspired by watching people struggle to wash their hands without having to touch objects that were previously touched by unwashed hands. Well, he said the machine, which he built with the help of his father, cost less than $30 in materials to build. A hand-washing machine with a foot pedal. That sounds like a good idea to me. Also, a treasure hunter using his metal detector at a Florida beach found a lost diamond ring in the shallow water. Derek Smith said he was out Monday with his metal detector when it indicated something was buried under the shallow water at Madeira Beach. Smith reached into the sand and unearthed a ring that he was quickly able to identify as belonging to a woman who had earlier reached out to him and asked him to be on the lookout for the ring she lost at the beach. Smith said the ring, which features a large diamond and several smaller jewels, bears the woman's name engraved inside the band. The treasure hunter said he's working on returning the ring, which he estimated to be worth about $10,000. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was trying to reach Scott Spears, and my name is Ted Williams, and I didn't know he was on the air right now. Hey, you guys.
Hey, no problem. I know who you are. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I thank you so much. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great. And, this is Nate Redmond is my little show here. I'm just on Wednesday afternoons, and it's an honor to speak with you.
Well, it's truly an honor to see. Are you celebrating tonight the 6th anniversary with us?
Yes, yes. Are you going to be in studio for that, or is that a secret?
Yeah, well, I'm going to come on down and see all my fine Marion friends and listeners and all that good stuff.
Well, hey, I will be looking forward to meeting you.
Okay. Hey, listen, is Scott around by any chance?
He is not in the studio. Nope. I'm not sure where he's at the moment.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I look forward to seeing you and have a great show this afternoon.
Hey, thanks so much. Sorry I couldn't help you, buddy.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, the man with a golden voice. Absolutely great to hear from him here on Offbeat News and Trivia. It's not every day you get to talk to him right here. A Florida resident shared video of a parade of blue land crabs marching next to her home after recent rains forced them out of the ground. The video, filmed next to a residence in Cutler Bay, shows dozens of the large crabs on the move next to her house and in her backyard. The woman who filmed the video said the crabs appeared after recent rains drove out of their burrows. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission allows for blue land crabs to be caught for food until July 1st when their mating season begins. All right, and that's our offbeat news stack. By the way, the station is celebrating 6 years on the air. Isn't that cool? And tonight, we're having a party on the air. You can join us right here at 107.1 on the FM dial from 7 until 9. 7 until 9 tonight. We will be on the air celebrating and just having a good old time. And so you can remember, don't forget to set your time 7 to 9 tonight. It is June 10th. It's time to find out what happened on this day in history. The 1776, the Continental Congress appointed a committee to write a Declaration of Independence. 1793, the Jardin des Plantes Zoo opened in Paris. It was the first public zoo. 1801, the North African state of Tripoli declared war on the U.S. The dispute was over merchant vessels being able to travel safely through the Mediterranean. 1806, New York's Commercial Advertiser became the first U.S. newspaper to cover the sport of harness racing. 1854, the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland held its first graduation. 1898, U.S. Marines landed in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. 1902, the Outlook or see-through envelope was patented by America's F. Callahan. 1903, Benny and Smith Company began developing a product line of wax crayons. The product was named Crayola. On this date in 1909, the SOS distress signal was used for the first time. The Cunard liner SS Slavonia used the signal when it wrecked off the Azores. 1920, the Republican Convention in Chicago endorsed women's suffrage. And in 1924, the Republican National Convention was broadcast by NBC Radio. It was the first political convention to be on radio. And that's what happened on this June 10th, on this day in history. So there you go. You're all caught up with your history. Turning back to trivia, let's see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. All you need to do is just give me a call, answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And so far, we have our good friends Bob and Allison in the drawing. And so, you know, you have pretty good odds, pretty good odds. So you can give us a call and join them in the drawing. What are Lady and the Tramp eating when Beautiful Night is sung to them? What are Lady and the Tramp eating when Beautiful Night is sung to them? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? What is Sleeping Beauty's real name? What is Sleeping Beauty's real name? By the end of the movie, who is the new Lion King? In that movie, by the end of the movie, who is the new Lion King? In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? What tells you how many spaces to move in Chutes and Ladders? What tells you how many spaces to move in Chutes and Ladders? What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in Clue? What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in Clue? Hi, we're on the air. Hi, go ahead.
Spaghetti.
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 Yes, spaghetti. That's what Lady and the Tramp is eating. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Have you been having a good week?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Good to hear. All right. Well, I'm going to put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. And what is your name?
Noah.
All right, Noah. Very good. We will add you to the stack, okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling me, and you have a good night, okay?
I will.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's our little buddy Noah, and we put him in the stack here. right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. All right, here comes another call right here back to back. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Say it one more time.
Hello.
Oh, a spinner?
Spinner.
A spinner. Yes, sir. That is what tells you how many spaces to move in chutes and ladders. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Hello.
This is Lucas, right?
Yep.
All right, Lucas. All right, I thought I recognized your voice. Well, thank you for calling me. I'm going to put you in the drawing for the Dollar Tree card. Sound good?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. After a while, you kind of get to recognize everybody's voices, and sometimes I get one person mixed up from the other one. So, but we have fun here, and here we go with another call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob.
We got drunk and all that, I forgot. Today is my son's birthday, and my other son, and then tomorrow I have a sister that has a birthday.
All right. Well, we wish them a very happy birthday.
I forgot about the little work. I was talking about everything else. So anyway, get the animal. All right, thank you.
All right. Well, we want to give them a big birthday shout out.
All right. You're listening.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You know, I been thinking for a while now about doing something for birthdays, but I haven't come up with what it is yet, but some sort of prize for birthdays. But I got to think about it a little bit more. Hi, we're on the air.
Aurora.
Yes, Aurora is the name of Sleeping Beauty. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Little Bentley.
Bentley? All right, Bentley buddy. I'll put you in for the drawing, and thanks for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And Bentley doesn't usually call us, so we will add him to the stack for today. All right. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give us a call. We'll be back after these words right here on WWGH.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hello.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Want to say thank you to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting the broadcast. Want to tell you about my website once again. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Spelled W-E-B-S, not with a Z. Not that you would add a Z, but you never know with websites. Then the station website is wwgh1071.com. I want to tell you about the Octagon House. This strange home has legendary status in Circleville, also known as the Kreitz House, presumably for a family who once lived there. It was constructed in the shape of an octagon with 8 outside walls. For a long time, it sat at the back of a residential area not far from Route 23 and within sight of the famous Pumpkin Water Tower. This style of architecture was fairly common in Ohio in the 19th century, and we have to admire the ingenuity of its builders. Inside, weird architecture reigns. The rooms surround an open hallway in the center with a spiral staircase, and all the rooms open onto each other. The closets are shaped like pie wedges with sloped ceilings. By climbing the staircases all the way, you can poke around in a smaller octagon-shaped attic just below the peak of the roof. The Octagon House was almost lost when Walmart wanted to build on the site back in 2003, but thanks to the efforts of the Round Town Conservatory, it was pried up from its original foundation and moved via flatbed truck to a location behind the Supercenter, safe from development. So the Octagon House still lives on. The crumbling Bonaire Motel stands on Route 30 near Williamstown in Mount Blanchard in Hancock County, close to the Hardin County line. Route 30 is part of the old Lincoln Highway, of course, which was America's first transcontinental road. Completed in 1920, the Lincoln Highway stretched from New York City to San Francisco. In Ohio, it cut across the north-central portion of the state, missing every city of any size. This stretch of old highway is home to several interesting abandoned places that lost their customer base when the fancy new interstates were built. The Bonaire is probably one of the hardest to miss. The old neon sign still stands near the road with the words "Truckers Welcome" at the top. The motel itself is L-shaped. Near the place where the two sections meet is the old night check-in, a covered drive-through with a boarded-up window. Today, it doesn't drive through to anything but the field in the middle of the property. The main office at the center of the field is the longer section, is still mostly intact. It's more of an apartment than a motel room where the motel manager's family lived. The rooms are bare now, but you can still roughly see what they once looked like. Most of the furnishings are gone, but in one, there's still a table next to the spot where the telephone line came through the wall, but no one has called in quite a while. It's interesting that these old sites still exist, and you can go poke around them And they do. They do exist. There's an old L-shaped abandoned motel down on 23 south of Delaware, almost across from the Boy Scout camp, I think, just south of the big Ohio Health offices down there. Like, I think the sign still out front, they called it the Circle L, which I always thought it was a strange name, but it's been out of business for some time. It's all boarded up, but it's one of those hotels that were a throwback to the old days. It's right along Route 23. All right, 4:52 is the time on this June the 10th. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. Let's see if we can get a couple more of these trivia questions answered and get some folks registered for the drawing. Just call me and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in the game Clue, the board game? What collar piece is Mrs. Peacock in Clue? What collar is Pac-Man? What collar is Pac-Man? 740-383-9944. Call me if you know. Which ocean has the most islands? Which ocean has the most islands? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? What kind of animal is Cooper from The Fox and the Hound? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, yellow is Pac-Man.
Yes, yellow is Pac-Man. How are you today?
All right.
Good, good. And this is Miss April, correct?
Yes.
All right. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good.
Good, good. All right, well, I'll put you in the drawing for that Dollar Tree gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling me, and have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Yes, yellow is Pac-Man. In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? In the Disney version of Robin Hood, what kind of animal is Robin Hood? Hi, we're on the air.
Cooper is a hound.
Yes, Cooper is a hound. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Thank you for asking. Yes, indeed. All right, and this is Miss Ashley, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm writing your name down, and I have got you added to the stack, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening and calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right, and it is just about time to do that drawing. 740-383-9944. Any last-minute person coming in? There is a last-minute person coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Pacific Ocean has the most islands.
Yes, the Pacific Ocean has the most islands. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Good. I'm glad you made it in today.
Yeah, been trying, but...
All right. Well, sir, I have got you signed up.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a pleasant evening, okay? And a good rest
you.
Of your week.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was David Avery, one of our regulars here. All right, we want to thank everybody that called in. Let's start at the beginning. We want to thank Bob Austin, Allison. We want to thank Noah and Lucas. We want to thank Bentley and April and Ashley. And David, thank you to all you folks that gave us a call today. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you for ringing my phone lines today. And it is 4:55. Actually, I'm lying. It's 4:56. To be honest with you, to always be honest with you. And we are going to shuffle these up, find out who is going to win this drawing for today. Alrighty then. Okay. Pulling a name out of the stack here. And the winner of the Dollar Tree gift card is Bentley. Bentley, congratulations. You have won. All right. And by the way, so you don't have to come down to the station with all this COVID-19 stuff going on and everything, I will mail this to you. Just send me your address to RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Or call me just as soon as the show ends. I'm here just a couple minutes, and then I boogie on out of here. But if you catch me just as soon as the show ends, it's 740-383-9944. Give me your address, and I will send it to you through the mail. And so, Bentley, congratulations. You are the winner. And again, we want to say thank you to everybody that called. And don't forget, tonight is the special 6th anniversary celebration, June the 10th. I guess it was June the 10th. Tonight's the celebration. I suppose that's when the station started. I didn't look it up. I do remember being all excited when the station started out at the Southland Mall there at the main entrance, right off the main entrance. I remember walking past there and seeing Charlie Evers and Scott and everybody doing their shows out there. It's pretty cool to walk past and watch a radio show live and in progress. I was with another station at the time, but I thought, my goodness, it'd sure be nice to be a part of them. And here I am every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. But from 7 to 9 tonight, join us for the party right here on 107.1 FM. That's right, and then online at wwgh1071.com. Tell all your friends it is going to be a big party. And then the man with a golden voice, Ted Williams, called in here looking for Scott earlier, and he mentioned that he was going to be here. That might probably was a surprise, but Ted let us know that he was going to be here, so that's going to be a fun time tonight. I'll be back here, too, with my wife, Amber. We'll be here tonight celebrating, and I'm sure we'll probably share a memory or two of our six years here on the air. So it'll just be a fun time tonight. All right, I'll be back next week. Actually, I'll be back tonight, but I'll be back for the Offbeat News and Trivia next week from 4:15 to 5 o'clock right here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming straight ahead. Hey, you know what? Since it's your talk station, that's what's coming up is great talk. You can only get it right here on 107.1 FM. All right, I will talk to you later. Thanks for being a part of the broadcast.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.